I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Irene Hausler, Erin Page, Michaela Palmiro, Connor, E. Hona, Ace Talo, Julia Mayer, Brant Cassavant, Tafiara, Mrs. Widgery's Lodger, Wendy Kay, Matanja Coens, DTBR, Daniel Simmons, Emil Johansson, Pewter and Jaded, Yancy Zim, Clarissa, Emily Ritchie, OpalCat29. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi, Tim here, co-creator and Captain Big Time of Stella Firma. When I first decided to pay tribute to the wonderfully successful podcast The Magnus Archives with an episode of Our Humble Show, I felt it was important to get the blessing of the Magnus Archives creator, Jonathan Sims. When I asked him, and I will never forget this, he turned to me and said, "No. Under no circumstances will I allow you to do this, and I will never give you my permission. Now, leave me here in my haunted castle of screams." That's not what I wanted to hear, so I turned to angry bureaucrat and CEO of Rusty Quill, Alexander J. Newell. He said, "What's it worth to you?" whilst gesturing to a burlap sack with swag written across the side. At least, that's what I think he was saying, through his mouthfuls of foie gras and swigs from a flask of orphan's tears. So, with the full support of some of the Rusty Quill family, I present to you The Statement of T. Geistman, a tribute to the Magnus Archives.
Oh, I just go back in here, do I? Is there anything that happens now? Oh, God help me, I'm alive. Oh, and Trexel saved me in a way. Idiot. Oh, it's a package. Maybe it's a well done or not being recycled present. Maybe it's a guide to getting out of here. And it's just some sort of speaker box thingy.
Whoa now, what's this doing? Why is the lighting so moody in here? Stop that! Stop that! You can't fool me, you swirling-eyed demon! Take that! And that! And how about one of these? You're a tough old thing, aren't you? Oh, what's this now? A note. Make your statement. Okay, I was never there, Your Honour. At the time of the offence, I was committing another more serious fire elsewhere on the station, so it could not possibly have been me. And anyway, you can't prove a thing, and I should know because I broke into the prosecutor's quarters and read their notes. I'm not corrupt. You're corrupt. The defence rests. No further questions. Case dismissed. Oh, wait, there's more. Make your statement. Face your fear. 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 Well, I don't have any fears. Nope. Not me. I've never had a fear. What's fear? That's what I say. Old no fear Geistman. That's what they call me. Well, that was one night. This was years ago, you understand. I was a young consultant. Skin raw from the academic fluid of the private education tanks and just so full of hopes and dreams for the future. I had it all back then. Freshly minted sales license. A membership to all the executive clubs in a liver you could bounce microasteroids off. I was, well, I suppose you would say naive. Young and naive. Young, naive and stupid and drunk. I'd been celebrating my graduation. Don't judge me. Oh, and sleep deprived. Look, the point is that even then I wasn't conforming to the web of rules and regulations and basic safety measures that society wanted to chain me down with. But despite all of that, I knew that sales is where I wanted to be. The rush of the pitch, the thrill of the deal, the glee of the double invoice, the ritual hunt of the client, and the retainers. Oh, my board, the retainers. But as my mother always said, who are you and why are you in my office, you short idiot? Wait, sorry, not that one. She always said, nothing in this universe comes without a price. Short idiot. And no matter how much taller I got, that never changed. So after I arrived at my new office that evening, it was late, far later than work hours, but I just wanted to see where it was all going to happen, where my domination would begin. The halls were dark, just the dim lights of the instructional propaganda notice board glowing with the words, "Don't even think about it, buddy!" There was the door, in bold letters, T. Geistman, sales consultant. A tear crept to the eye. All mine. Finally, it's all mine. I pressed my tongue to the fluid identification panel, the taste of success. I pressed my flesh onto the print reader, the touch of victory. And I whispered into the sonic identificator, Geistman, the sound of justice. The door glid open. Glid, is that right? Glided, gloated. The door opened, and I stepped in, and it was dark. Far darker than the vast inky void outside showing through the viewport on the opposite wall. That had stars picked out across its surface like a sparse carpet of diamonds spilled by a careless debutante or a clumsy jeweler. And there on the desk, something terrible. Something unimaginable. I tried to look at it closely, but my mind spiraled and refused to focus. My understanding slid over this thing like a slimy clone across a steel floor. What was this hideous thing, warping the space around it with malevolent force? Was I mad? Had my sanity been ripped away from me in that instant and cast out into that void? Had the end come? A promising life cut short without care? Without reason? No. No, because I'm exaggerating. But on that desk was... It was... A timetable. Oh, jailer of time. Oh, cruel foreman of the clock, segmenter of moments in the ever-changing now. Was this the end of my hopes, my dreams trapped in a desolate future of turning up to things at the time I had previously stated that I would arrive? My vision was swimming. My chest tight. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was being buried alive under a mountain of mild responsibility. I couldn't stay there. The hunger for freedom overwhelmed me, and my legs worked automatically. I ran for... God, I don't know how long I ran for or how far, but I ran and ran until my strength gave out. My ears ringing, a pounding in my chest, every part of me aching and burning. I looked about for anyone. Friend. Stranger. Someone I could talk to, maybe persuade to buy me a drink, but there was no one. In that moment, I felt so... lonely. Just me and my thoughts. It was like the education tanks all over again. Except I wasn't upside down, being flushed from blame shiftonomics to introductory arithmetrics. I look back on that day now and think that maybe that was the first time things... maybe things weren't going to be smooth sailing for old Drexel Geistman. Old Geisterino. The Geisterator! Things weren't going to be as easy as I thought. Well, story ends. Or statement, or whatever. What happens now? Oh, a trophy! Or a nice side table for my living quarters. Something in dark wood. Bored, I could slaughter a flaxen whisk right now. Wait. Who is that? Who is there? Reveal yourself! Oh, David, is that you? Why are you looking at me like that? And what's that in your hand? Is that my length of pipe? What are you doing with my length of pipe?
Wait, me? With a pipe? I've never approached anyone threateningly with a pipe. That's not David. I'm David. Oh, it's made me feel all tinkly. Oh, I don't like this audio. What's it at all? Maybe I should... there we go. Right into the chair hole with you. Bye-bye, spooky speaker box.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.